Oh my God, how much did he make?
I signed an agreement to purchase a channel, so that's like the...
Are you an asshole?
Yeah, I am. You literally look like shit, man. What did you do yesterday?
I hired a creator to record videos.
Really? How much per video, if you can share? You don't need to share.
I'm not gonna say.
Okay. Like 2,000?
I don't know. My channel is fucked again. How beautiful.
Really? Sure. Why do you like filing your documents now? Like you have that YouTube channel like fucking 10 years. So hey, George, how are you? You're in London, different environment.
That's right. We are in London. London vibes, fish and chips, a pint of beer. What else?
Yeah, are you drinking beer?
We are. I am, yes.
Nice. And why? Good. Because Helena.
Because what? Helena what?
So it's a birthday, right? Like to yesterday, right?
Yes, it's Helena's birthday yesterday. Yeah. We went to this restaurant called Amazonico. Very fancy place. My sister recommended it to me. We didn't even have wine. We had like cocktails, and we had just, you know, a couple of starters and a couple of mains. £500.
Damn. How long did you sit there?
A couple of hours.
Ah, well, if YouTube and affiliate marketing pays your bill, why not?
I gotta recoup, bro. I gotta recoup.
Yeah, but you had a good time, probably.
The weather changes really fast. It goes from like, right now it's sunny, and then it goes, you know, raining, and then again it changes. But it's good. We've been here since Wednesday. Saw some of my friends, had a good food, and we were partying a little bit, going out, you know, all this. So yeah, Sunday we're back. How are you?
That's good. So I'm good as well. But like we're recording now on Friday. So tonight's Friday evening. What's your plan in London?
We're going out.
Oh, yeah.
We're going out, bro.
That's so funny because in last episode it was less routine, no drugs. You got to release the pressure, right?
Bro, we've been sending it.
Yeah, that's good.
Helena's Aura Ring says that the sleep is optimal. But I don't know. I think that's fake news.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. It's not optimal. It's okay.
Ah, well. But it's important to, like, since you're so in the routine, like, you've been recording many videos for the past month. So it's good to be out.
Exactly. So it's good. It's a nice change of scenery. And I love London, bro. It's so beautiful here. One of our things, we maybe want to, like, live here for 3-4 months.
Why not? But don't you think it's still crowded, like compared to Finland? I had never been there myself, but
it's surprisingly they have like busy area parts, but they also have quiet parts. So, for example, we were walking yesterday in this area called Knightsbridge, right, towards Oxford Street, and then you know you're walking as you know bustling city, busy cars, blah, 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 and then like you just turn left, you walk through the buildings, you exit, and you're in Hyde Park, and you're just like completely in this quiet place, beautiful. So yeah, it's really nice. It has a lot of history. We went to the National Gallery Museum today because we wanted to see some of Leonardo's paintings because we recently read his biography by Walter Isaacson. So there was like this cartoon thing where he did with the pencil, and then is it the weird
painting you shared on Instagram?
Oh, that was another one. Yeah, I posted two of them on the stories. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really weird one. I've never seen it before.
Yeah. The Ugly Woman is not by Leonardo, but the guy who drew it, he drew it from a sketch of one of Leonardo's works. The Ugly Woman.
I see. Yeah. So you're enjoying your time. That's good.
It's beautiful.
Jealous.
How are you? Tell me.
I'm still in the bunker, as you can see.
Are you?
still at home.
You're making money, bro. You're stacking cash.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter where I am. You know how it is. No, but everything is fine. Like, a little bit bored of the routine. Like, because I, when you have an automated channel, you don't always need to spend so much time on it, which is great. Okay. But, you know, like, since I'm more home now and I also like to be busy, I'm trying to occupy myself with some other things. So it's my I'm just looking around, like taking a step back, like, okay, what do I want to do? Still, like trying to discover some opportunities with search and affiliate marketing and that kind of stuff. But you can't do that like full time. That's also not needed. Mm. But, so I'm also like doing a little bit of a step back, enjoying some things. I've been, I've signed an agreement to purchase a channel. So that's like the, that one will go through as it looks like. So the ownership of the channel will be transferred in 6 days from now.
Oof.
So I think I talked about it in a previous episode, but that one went through. So hopefully,
what's the final price? Are you able to disclose it?
Let's do that after everything is settled, just to be sure.
Excuse me, yeah. I'm busy.
Was it the hotel lady?
Room service.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if that one goes through, I like slowly expanding my portfolio with channels. RPMs, like the earnings this month have been lower than previous month. I don't know why, like starting of a new quarter, I think. But like end of last month, RPM was near like $5.80 and now it's hovering around $5. So the revenue decreased. I think it will decrease like a couple hundred dollars this month. Mm. But that's fine. So
fluctuations.
Yeah, but it's normal, I think, you know, with the RPMs, it always goes up and down. So we have like we have some people that we know, like as soon as one RPM drops, it's like, oh, is this normal? Or my revenue is not updated yet. And it's been 12 PM. It's still not there. Like you do just need to relax and like trust the process. And yeah, in the end, you're still generating a nice amount of money. So overall, things are pretty stable. And yeah, not much going on related to YouTube, basically. I'll keep you posted on the new channel if I purchase it. And maybe I want to purchase another one end of this year to basically speed up the whole process, like to go to 10 to 15K a month as soon as possible.
Yeah. Basically. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, from my end, the updates are my channel is fucked again. How beautiful.
Really?
For the third time. Yeah.
But it's how crazy. Much? What's the big difference? What's the difference?
Bro, I don't know. It's like, it's crazy, to be honest. It recovers. It goes to like $80, $90 days. And then it slides back down to $40 days. Goes up to $80, $90, slides back to $40. I don't know why. It's so weird. Okay. But I've submitted all the docs. I got like a tax residency certificate from my Finnish tax office. I got another document saying that like I'm exempt from tax with the whole Ireland and the US thing. And then so I submitted all the documents. I fixed all of that in the back end on Google AdSense. Still, it's for some reason like that. I removed all the videos that could be leading or could
what
be.
What do you mean with taxes? You mean a tax treaty document?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I did that like last weekend, I think, or the weekend before that. I was playing around with that on Google AdSense, and then I saw that they were missing some documents, and then so
did that impact your earnings?
Well, the thing, I don't know, because okay. I clicked on okay, fix it. I submitted documents about like my company and something else. I did it before as well, but anyway, and then the next morning I wake up and my earnings were fixed on the ad revenue, and I was like, what, you know, and so. I was like, okay, but maybe this is the case. Maybe they're like, you know, they fix it because now I'm more, you know, I don't know, verified or you know, more legit or something. And then it got messed up again. And now I'm submitting another document. So maybe this could be the case, but I'm not sure.
Why do you like filing your documents now? Like you have that YouTube channel like fucking 10 years.
I don't know. No, because like I've submitted documents before as well, but they were asking
a new one.
Yeah, they needed some other documents. So I was like requesting this tax certificate document from like Vero, which is the Finnish tax residence office or tax office. And it took them like a week to send me this certificate because they generated it like, you know. Yeah, you know.
Government.
So that's that. So happy days didn't last too long. It was fixed from the 4th of April till the 14th, so 10 days. And now it's slide back down to $40 days again, which is fine. I mean, because the first time it ever happened to me, like I already back then made a decision to go to focus only on affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
And this is exactly the reason why, because I cannot rely on this, right? that it goes up and down and stuff like that. But in terms of affiliate marketing, it's fine. I crossed the $4,000 shipped revenue on Amazon, which gives me an extra $160 bonus. On ShareSale.com, my earnings are, my balance is like $3,500, which is the highest it has ever been. Nice. Yeah, so that's pretty good. I think they're going to pay me out like tomorrow or something, or in a couple of days. Same with Google AdSense. So that's pretty good. I've been getting some random like affiliate commissions from here and there. All these different services that I've subscribed to and made videos about, they all kind of like now are catching up. So that's good. What else? Yeah, I have about €1,000 off Shopify affiliate commissions on Impact as well. Partner Stack, I have some there. CJ paid me for the first time now, like 235 euros. So now all the documents are verified as well. So it takes a while to like set it all up and make it all smooth and running. But once you have it going, then it's just a matter of,
you know, and ads diversified. Like you have like 3-4 platforms basically giving you revenue.
Yeah.
So that's also nice.
I hired a creator to record videos.
Really?
And I think you actually worked with him at one point as well before.
What's his name? Yeah.
Ali.
Sounds familiar.
Huh? I will show it to you.
That's your old video editor, right?
No. Anyway, so he's also pretty well known. His face is pretty well known in like the YouTube automation space and on Upwork as well. So like, yeah. People are going to probably like try to snatch it away from me if I now, you know, reveal who he is and all that.
Yeah. It's funny that you say so, by the way, because I totally forgot. I also contacted a creator on Upwork that made like a video for me, like a Shopify tutorial. He filmed his own face, like with a 4K camera, and also doing like a full store setup and that kind of stuff, but high quality scripted. Yeah. So I'm also curious how that will turn out. But yeah, I forgot about it totally. But like that Ali guy, I have no idea. Like maybe I know him, but I work with so many freelancers. Like
yeah.
And especially like Ali is such a general name. Yeah. You come across so many Alis.
Hey, quick pause on the podcast. If you're ready to take action and learn how to make money on YouTube, make sure to check out our private YouTube Business Academy community. The link is down in the description. All right, back to the episode.
But yeah, so I hired him. Well, I did.
How much per video? If you can share. No need to share.
I will keep this. I'll keep this info for maybe the next episode or the episode after that. Okay. But it's a good price. I have good terms with him. I negotiated. He is a little bit still rough on the edges. So because it's his first time, like not for his first time, but he needs to get some like getting used to it basically. Yeah. But I think he has potential. So let's see. And I'm like now checking, you know, my back end of my channel, and I can already see his videos and stuff being uploaded, already edited and stuff. So yeah, let's see. So that's kind of the update. So I was thinking like, okay, well, I'm going to be traveling in London. I won't be working, won't be recording. Let me just do like a trial thing with this guy. So I found a creator, hired him, paid him right away. And we kind of set the terms. So
If you can make it work, you can easily scale up and you can just keep on traveling, you know, and maybe make videos if you want.
Yeah, it's not so easy. It's not so easy. If only love was so easy.
I mean, it can be like you can train your freelancer, but it takes a long time, especially like if you want to have a good creator that delivers the same quality as you. Like it's very difficult. But by the way, I shared a software in the community today. Check it out because I think it will be a way to increase your video quality very easily with your new freelancer. Because the way the software works is like when you explain stuff on your screen, first of all, the quality of the recording is much better than, for example, OBS or QuickTime. And also it automatically zooms in where your mouse is and it will make your mouse also bigger where you click. So it's more user-friendly. Maybe check out the video. It's a really, really good software and it's pretty cheap, but I've shared it inside a private community. So let's keep it there for now.
Thank you for sharing. I will check that out. I'm already looking at it now and you're just a value machine, you know?
Yeah. Talking about the community, people, more and more students are getting somehow partnerships. I don't know Why?
Who got a partnership?
Christina as well.
Oh, you mean her post recaption so far?
Yes. She also had a partnership. And Oliver before that as well. Julio before that as well. So it's... companies are reaching out.
The engagement is crazy. We have like 25 people. And like
27,
posts are getting like 7-8 comments, bro. It's like crazy.
Yeah, the engagement is great. But also, yeah, in the community, like the free $100 I shared. I think I shared it already in a previous podcast episode.
Yeah.
Like those things are all nice. So, but yeah, check out the tool. But because I'm sure it will improve your quality of your new freelancer like almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. Remember I was talking that I was going to do the Mother's Day gifts thing?
Yeah.
Well, if you go to Incognito and you search for best Mother's Day gifts 2024.
You're there? Let's go. There. How much?
What exactly 50 views?
Yeah, but it's not. When is Mother's Day again? Like in next month, right?
It's in May, beginning of May. I can actually probably show you one sec, Mother's. I can show you maybe the data here, how it looks like. Let's see. Share screen, video analytics. Ba-bam.
Okay, it's ranking.
Nothing too exciting.
Yeah, but people are not looking yet, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty early.
CTR yesterday was 6%. So yeah, I'm one. Just the question is if people are really gonna be searching that up and all that. So let's see if it's I'm just curious to see if, you know, I'm gonna get like a surge of traffic or something, but probably not.
So what's the best gift for someone's mother? What did you
a Lego rose.
A Lego rose? Oh, like a, okay.
Yeah.
Lego
you for adults.
Crazy.
In a shape of a rose.
It's a pretty good idea.
But you know, it is. Lego is a fascinating company.
You probably read a book about it.
Not yet, but I want to. I did watch like a Business Insider on YouTube video about them, about the company.
They're from like, Sweden, right? Or
I think Denmark.
Oh, Denmark. Oh, yeah, Denmark.
Because it means like play, I think, in Danish or something.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's a crazy company. I agree. I had a lot of Lego like when I was young, but adults still do it as well. Like Lego Technic you have, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But it's more just like, I think they buy it something for like $1 a pound, the plastic, and they sell it for like 50 times the markup.
Probably.
So like they sell 1 pound of plastic or like 1 kilo or whatever, 50 times of what they actually get it for. So they're just but they've built a crazy IP, like trademark.
I think,
They're collaborating with everybody like Disney and, you know, companies that are entertainment world. You know, there's like a Lego world here in not far from Windsor, I think, in London as well. So you can go in at like a theme park, you know, like a Disney park, and it's just all in Lego. It's massive. It's massive.
That's cool. You feel like a child again.
You know? Yeah. I loved Lego when I was a kid.
Yeah, same. I love building stuff. Yeah, like when I was a kid, but still now, like building the channels, building the team, that kind of stuff. But I'm thinking out loud, like what else do I have for related to YouTube stuff? What can be interesting for the viewers? Like, let me check. Do you have anything? Like, what do you do like right now? You're just more chilled back and you slowly outsource the video production as a trial, or will you keep outsourcing it when you're back home?
Trial. Well, the thing is, it's a trial, but I want to at least integrate them in, you know, to my ecosystem, and then try to slowly get him to, you know, to take on more and more. But dude, it's so hard.
Yeah. In the beginning, always. But what was the urge? Because is it because you travel now and you want to keep uploading, or are you sick of recording yourself? Or
no, I mean, I just wanted it to be done in a way that, like, okay, I want videos to be produced while I am partying in London.
Yeah.
That's how I wanted it to be, you know?
Only partying. Let's go.
I'm going to pay a little bit, get this guy to make it. And he made, like, we agreed on 50 videos during this
week. For how much?
That
we can't share yet, right?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. That's good. But 50, that's a decent amount you invested then as a trial.
Yeah, it's a decent amount I invested into a trial, yeah. So
like 2,000?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, good stuff. You need to take the risk sometimes, you know? Like at same, like I paid my freelancer that one video $80 for the high quality.
Oof.
So it's a lot. But I'm also like thinking like, what if you upload 8 high quality videos about Shopify or something else with an affiliate, and those 8 videos will get the same views as 100 shitty tutorials? Like, it's possible. Like, one Matrix Media video has like even 3 times, no, way more, like 10 times the amount of views than all my Shopify videos combined. So you really look like shit, man. What did you do yesterday? You look so tired.
Let's go.
Take some chocolate.
But that's a good idea.
Yeah, good idea. But the thing is, I don't think you'll be able to like really go viral if you outsource everything and if you don't pay attention yourself.
It's not about going viral. It's about outranking. It's about outcompeting.
Yeah, but you won't outrank if your quality is shit. So you need to strip probably everything. You need to have a really good tutorial, like without like any bullshit fluff. You need to have some.
Make an experiment.
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing it with a guy. So I just purchased for $80 a video, and it's now being edited. So that's my experiment.
Okay, so you're gonna do like banger vids.
Yeah, but I'm trying. Like, if I make one video, it probably won't matter. But if you're like maybe uploading 10 or 20 videos in the same niche around or on one channel, maybe then it works. But
I think you need to really see it in the long term, because like, let's say you make 8 vids now. I mean, this is a story of our life, right? And then, oh, it didn't work, you know, and then 90 days go by and then, you know, your video starts ranking randomly.
Yeah. Yeah. But
what are you going to do then?
Make more. No, but the thing is, I think maybe also what Lucas said in our coaching call with his SEO background, if you have a specific channel focused on one niche, let's say the channel Shopify Success, who has only like Shopify videos, maybe 20 or 30 videos.
Topical like authority. Then,
yes, exactly. So I think it makes sense to do those high quality videos. If you stick to one topic, then YouTube knows like, oh, yeah, Shopify, we need to show this channel. But if I would upload it to my main channels, it's like all random.
But I have an idea. Make a separate channel only for Shopify. Cover all, just make every video about Shopify, and you make them to the best of your ability ever, like possible. Like, they're very expensive. They're very high quality. And they're actually like made with the intention of serving the user. And that channel is the authority when it comes to Shopify. And then you just plug, and then you just every video is like that. Because I feel like the behavior of users on YouTube, it's not like, you know, let's say, for example, that I want to, you know, I'm getting into Shopify and I want to create a store or sign up or something like that, right? Most likely, you're not going to just watch one video.
No.
You're probably going to watch like 3-5 different videos to see, okay, he's doing it like this, she's doing it like that. You kind of get inspiration, right? And then you eventually kind of click sign up.
Yeah, but also there are still like multiple steps inside a tutorial. So let's say you need a logo for your Shopify store. You can make a separate video about how to create your logo. Like, I don't know, maybe short video. But then you have like, in the end, it's about increasing the watch time per viewer, right? If they watch multiple videos of your channel at once, I think that also indicates towards YouTube that you have an authority in that niche, because people watch multiple videos about the same topic. So if you then have a video about how to make a best Shopify logo, how to make the best high conversion product page, like those can all be separate videos. Yeah. And then from the full tutorial. Yeah. It can be interesting. I don't know. Like, I also have a shorts channel like with 130,000 subs with nothing on it. Like, there's nothing. It still has shorts. I thought like maybe rebranding that whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you can take so many, many roads, basically. And I think in the end, everything will work. But like, when you do the high quality tutorials, like in our situation, we can do it. But if you're starting out, not, of course, because you're basically spending $1,000 or $2,000 at least to have like 10, 20 videos then.
Yeah. I think if you're a beginner, that requires like a much bigger investment and more risk tolerance, I guess, you know. And plus also, if you don't know what you're doing, you'll probably need to do the learning and like go through the learning curve as well. So probably not the best idea. Probably you want to start with something that is more like lower hanging fruit, something has a easier, smaller barrier to entry. And then when you learn the basics, then you can move on to that. But I can actually show you a couple of fits here that I have. So I made these myself. These are like theme customization videos, Shopify. So they got like, this one has 17,000 views. Shopify sends theme customization. Yeah. So 17,000 views, $300 in ad revenue. And I don't know how much this has generated in affiliate, but I definitely have it here. Also Luke's and Shopify. Yeah.
That's so nice.
This one is 300 and the CTR 13% in about 1 year. This one is 10,000, about $160. Also 14.5%. Also about a year.
Yeah, so those long tutorials work.
Yeah, this one.
What was your approach with these tutorials back then? Like, did you do like a freestyle, or did you script everything?
No, I just did it myself.
Yeah, so
but freestyle. The thing is, I did it myself off the back of the knowledge I had before from Shopify, because I used to be in e-commerce. I used to design these stores for fun, right? So then I could kind of go in and say, okay, you know, you click here, you move, blah, 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 whatever. But it's moving so fast, you know, that even when I was doing it already, it was completely different UI. So I didn't know, like, you know, much of it. It's maybe the video was like 20-30% good from what you...
Yeah,
from
but it's still ranking. It shows a power.
Yeah, yeah, it's still ranking. It's still like... probably if you search for like the topics of those videos in the company, I'll probably be first, most likely.
Yeah, probably.
14% probably.
Yeah, it's interesting. But other way, there are also like many other affiliates. Like a lot of people like maybe stare blindly on Shopify. I understand why, because it's one of the best commissions you can get. And the traffic is there. Yeah. But I see also a lot of people promoting Hostinger, an affiliate program. I got declined for it. I'm not sure if you have it, but
I think I have it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I think it's a pretty good commission as well. Pretty high.
You got declined?
Yeah, because they're watching my latest videos and they're like, "Yeah, you don't get any views." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's a different approach I take with my channel." And then, yeah, you lost the game.
Yeah. I have a Hostinger link, and I have four videos about Hostinger. Three of them are ranking.
But no affiliates yet.
Namecheap versus Hostinger. I think I maybe sold one or two Hostingers as well. Yeah.
Anyway, there are like many, many affiliate programs out there.
It stacks up.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. But my biggest one I can maybe even show here is... All right, let's see.
You gonna reveal it? Watch out.
Watch out. Should I show it? Do you guys want to see it?
Like, I don't, I probably already know. So it's up to you if you want to welcome competition. Let's go.
Should I share some juice with you guys? All right.
They're not going to respond back. It's just me.
Okay, guys. If you really want to see it. This is all I'm going to show. This is my current. This is my current balance at.
Yeah, if you're not watching on YouTube, you're missing out. I'm not going to say it out loud affiliate
is. Some juice right here.
Yeah, that's a crazy affiliate partner.
That's the best one. Wait, let's make something. Let's make something hooky for Andre and for a short.
So we're going to make a live hook right now.
Guys, this is a masterclass on how to make a hook during a podcast. Let's go, Ron. Make a short.
I need to make
a short right now.
Yeah, that's you're putting me on the spot here.
Oh my God. How much did he make? That's a good clip.
That's a good hook. And then we quit. I'll like stop, cut, and then the podcast starts.
It could be like, you made $3,500 from affiliate marketing?
That's good. That's a plug right here. That's the intro.
That's
and now people listen it at the end, and now they're like, ah, shit, I got played.
So that, this guy.
Yeah, good one. Good one. Yeah. But yeah, what else? What else? Not so much on my side, if I'm honest, but that's also the beauty of having these kind of channels.
Dude, you not so much on my end as well. I'm talking to a lot of the brand people, like brands reaching out.
By the way, I will share a list with you of like 50 brands that work with faceless channels as well. With all their contact.
Did you get that from Twitter?
Yeah. You got it as well?
No, bro. But just by the way you said it, I knew it was Twitter info.
Yeah, of course.
50 brands that work with faceless channels.
I'm not saying it is mine.
I know.
But I'll share it with you, not with other people.
Thank you.
Maybe if you DM me, maybe.
Why? Why are you discriminating against the people who are watching and listening?
Okay, I'll share it in the community.
But are you an asshole?
Yeah, I am. It's weekend. I need to go.
It's Friday night. It's Friday. It's Sunday.
Okay. Well, no news anymore. Let's go.
All right.
Most chaotic episode so far.
Yes, you guys enjoy, okay?
Yeah, enjoy your weekend while you're listening to this on Wednesday. Let's go. All right.
Ninja. All right, bye-bye.
We end it here. Bye-bye, people.
Bye-bye.